temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
There we go. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We're losing it here in the studio at the end of the week. Tex in the city. It's time for that. First, a couple of quick notes here. I just see in the trip, Buca di Beppo Station Square restaurant closing. That building is very meaningful to me. That's where the Trib used to be, where I used to work, first of all, when I became a Penguins beat writer. That Buca di Beppo was the Trib offices. Secondly, the actual restaurant is very meaningful to my family and I. My wife and I had our rehearsal dinner at Buca di Beppo with all our relatives, you know, at least five or six of whom are no longer with us 13, 14 years later. I had a surprise 50th birthday party, Paul, for my wife at Buca di Beppo. Buca di Beppo, I drove all the way to Brockway and brought her dad in, and he surprised her. Her son, Michael, came in from D.C. It was an amazing event. Lots of things have happened there. I'm sad about that, Buca di Beppo. Aren't you?
Yeah. Is it the one in Station Square? How about the one in Robinson or both of them?
It's the one in Station Square.
Yeah.
No, I saw you once with your family at the one in Robinson.
The one in Robinson, yes.
You remember that?
Yes. It was a good day.
The other thing is that we have these internal emails that go around that recap the show for everybody. In other words, on the morning show today, they talked about this, this, and this. So City Limits will put out an inner office email for everyone later. This is what Joe and Paul talked about today. Harry Callis does it for the morning show, and in one tiny little segment, he misspelled Charrington. Listen to this. Charrington, Parado, Gensel, and McCutcheon.
All on the notes, yes.
Within how many sentences? In the same sentence?
Not the same sentence, but within the same email.
That's borderline miraculous. Wow. All right, let's get to Tex in the city.
A lot of good ones today. Sorry, Paul, but poker is not a sport. It is a game. All sports are games, but not all games are sports.
They came after you, Paul, for your poker is a sport take. They all did. They came out of the woodwork.
It's okay. He's wrong, but it's okay. Everyone is entitled to that opinion. I think it is a sport. I think it absolutely is a sport. Hell, it's on ESPN. It has to be a sport.
So is Joey Chestnut. I give this guy a 9. I do.
Yeah, I give him a 1.
I give it an 8. Christian from Manaca. Any chance we can get a live reaction audio of when Joe goes home and finds... Joe, we'll be done drinking here because you're going to laugh at this.
Yeah.
Any chance we get a live reaction audio of Joe when he goes home and finds Bailey's explosive diarrhea all over his house?
Man,
that's a PM team phrase.
I'm so used to that. Bailey does all kinds of, he puked last week on the new carpet in the living room. When you have a dog, that's life. It's like having a baby. You're going to get things happening. Fan weather. Although I give him a 10. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. High of 95 today. Paul, what happened? I did the 50-minute mark before we got to the 50-minute mark. That jarred me, City Limits, and it scared me.
I apologize
when you yelled
for
in
the
my
jarringness.
Ear like that. It was scary. Paul, this is the last thing we're going to do together this week. It's the last text. Let's rate it 1 to 10.
There we go. Let's do it.
Go ahead.
This is a cool text, not like a hot take, but the Miracle League of South Hills in St. Clair, Sean Casey founded it. How about they're playing at the Field of Dreams in Iowa in July? It's the first Miracle League organization to play travel games for all special needs athletes. Pretty cool.
That is awesome. I give that a 10, and... I've been out to the Miracle League in Upper St. Clair. It was the Pirates had a game that night, and yet Clint Hurdle, I remember a bunch of the players, maybe Melanson, Grilly, people like that were out there. I know the work that Sean does with that. Amazing stuff and to go to Iowa to the Field of Dreams. Wow. And that brings the show full circle because we started with sports movies today just to make people angry, didn't we?
Also, the Twitter poll, is poker a sport? 87% said no.
I'm sorry about
87% that, 87% are
wrong. Paul, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
87% are wrong.
Limits, I hope you all your dreams come true this weekend.
I appreciate it. Same with you.
Have a good wiffle ball game Sunday. See
Thank
ya.
You.